The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank God it's... Oh, baby, it's Friday, baby. I always wanted to be one of those guys. And I wrote a song on an ABC special called I Want to Sound Like a Black Man When I Sing. And we did it. And no one, you know, you don't think anything about it. But it was, and I put a whole chorus on stage. And it was on ABC television called the Joe Piscopo New Jersey special. Is that the one? And we did I Want to Sound Like a Black Man. And it was funny and it was cute and it was nice. Now you probably couldn't do something like that, right? I mean, like half the things we did on SNL back in the day, you couldn't do. Everybody's too sensitive. Too sensitive. Gotta just, everybody just put the political correctness aside. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us. 7:06 on this Friday. If you want to give us a call, it's 877-970-2999. Dan the Man Hoffman's going to join us. He is the retired CIA senior clandestine services officer and Fox News contributor. You know, we're gonna talk about an article he wrote for the Washington Examiner. We will retweet that out. However, I want to ask Dan about this spy balloon over Montana, man. A Chinese spy balloon over Montana, yes. I'm telling you, and I don't even know why we don't even know what to do about it, and we don't, and they don't
he's shooting the deer, Bambi.
The big elk in Montana,
big snake,
and then they go like this: we can't shoot it down; they'll hurt people on the ground. There's seven people in Montana. I mean,
wow,
come on.
I mean, a little more than seven people in Montana. I mean, come
on. It's not. Who said it's not like a city? I mean,
no, but
Butte,
I mean, it's
maybe Butte, maybe.
No, but
Have you ever been to Montana?
I have never, not been.
I don't think I've been to Montana.
One of my wife's friends has family in Montana, and they're retiring in a couple of years, and they're planning on moving there because he wants to be, you know, closer to his parents, obviously. But I mean, you know, my wife was like, oh, we should, you know, it's a great. I said, yeah, we could go visit there in the summertime in July. I am not going there at any other time.
Yeah,
you're crazy.
I know. It is. It's cold, but it's a beautiful, beautiful state.
Yeah, beautiful.
I understand. It's just extraordinary. But and the Chinese think so as well, apparently. So they're looking over.
Property to buy. Yeah, maybe it's a real estate deal. Maybe he's flying over there looking to buy some land.
Because buy up more farmland. Right? Why don't you? And then they're looking at the silos. We have silos there for nuclear. Our nuclear weapons are
around. We're looking for silos for grain. Yeah. Grain.
I tell you what, it's scary that we don't do anything about it. We don't do anything about it.
But we know it's a Chinese balloon. We don't call the Chinese and just go, hey, guys.
Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, is in China as we speak. Right. And he's going to talk with their ambassador over there. He's going to talk with their, a Secretary of State equivalent over there in China. Now, is that not a message? This guy, in my opinion, this guy Biden, the whole family is as corrupt, and in my opinion, as anybody that's ever been in that White House office. And he's got that sick, slick smile. And I'm embarrassed because I stuck up for the guy when he first got elected. I always give everybody the benefit of the doubt. Oh, I know, Joe. But you hear all these creepy stories, and I'm thinking every single one is true. And I think it is. It's the Biden crime syndicate, as they say. And they get away with it because the press doesn't want it. They go after Trump. Look at Biden. Look at what's happening. Do you think if Donald Trump was president, China would send a balloon over Montana? Do you think for a second? Or a balloon that looked like Donald Trump, like they had. Remember, somebody did a balloon like Donald Trump?
Yeah.
You know, no. It would not in a second. It would just come. As soon as it came into American airspace, it'd be shot down.
Right. And now, wouldn't that be funny, though, if they went up with a plane or something to kind of take pictures of it, and it did have the face of Trump on it or something? Like, see, now that would be funny.
I don't know how they get away with it. I don't know how they get away with it.
But how is that not a phone call? Like, hey, guys, what's the deal here with this balloon? Don't tell me it got away. It was somebody's birthday party
and a
helium balloon got away, you know, whatever.
Al, you're right.
Come on.
You're right. But they won't because he's, in my opinion, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not just spewing nonsense on the radio. It's because if before I believe Biden was elected, there was a high, and I know from Gordon Chang, a high level political operative said, and he was a professor at a university in China, saying, "Yeah, we have folks in the White House at the highest levels," and he was alluding to the Biden family, because there's no reason that we still don't know where the Wuhan virus came from. I know from this show, you know, we're the first
China.
Ones who talked about it. That's right.
And China.
Somebody said the other day, they miss how Donald Trump said China.
China.
Why do you keep saying China, Mr. President?
China.
Remember that one? Remember that one? Why do you keep saying China, Mr. President?
China.
It's racist. It's where the virus came from. There's never a solution with this administration. All they do is blame you and me, you know? And I got to tell you something, too. Between us, because I love you and we're like, it's our family. You know, I just pay my taxes. Holy moly. What are they going to do? What am I going to get out of the taxes? The pension and welfare for Ilhan Omar? Is that what my taxes go to? My federal tax? It's crazy. It's criminal. When somebody just said, our friend Stacy in Oregon just posted something. Taxation is a theft. And it really is. They just rob us. It's so unsettling. I want to know what I get for my tax. I want to know. Local taxes, property taxes. I get a great police force. We get great schools. I'll give you that. Very, very high in New Jersey. Taxes are insane in New Jersey and New York. And Long Island, forget about it. Yet you get good, you want good police, you want a nice community, pay the taxes, great. State, I don't know what we get from the state of New Jersey. I don't know. The roads are under construction constantly. They keep, all we do is pay tolls. That's a pastime in New Jersey, you know, paying tolls. It is. You think it's like, what did you do, play tennis today? No, I paid tolls. That's what we do in New Jersey, pay more tolls, and they keep raising the tolls, and the roads are under constant construction, and they never, ever, ever get finished. They're just under construction. Now, Al, what did you tell me about the Holland Tunnel going to be shut down?
Yeah, so the Holland Tunnel inbound has been shut down since a couple of months into the pandemic in around 2020. Ugh. I think it was like April or May of 2020 because of damage that the tunnels happened to the tunnel during Hurricane Sandy. So they closed the inbound tunnel, Holland Tunnel, overnight. Starting on Monday, they will reopen the inbound Holland Tunnel overnight, but the outbound side of the Holland Tunnel from Manhattan to New Jersey is now going to be closed 6 nights a week, except for Saturday nights. It will be open.
Listen, we support the construction workers.
Right.
That's tough jobs, and they work all night long, and God bless them. And I think they should do all the work at night, and God bless them. That's a tough job. But when was Sandy? How many years ago was that?
Sandy was 2012.
Oh, good. And they're just getting around
to it
now.
Well, because, again, they knew they had to fix it. They didn't have the funding. Then they got the funding. Then it was delayed and whatever, and
again,
et cetera, et cetera.
I rest my case.
Yeah.
I rest my case. Where are my taxes going? We have no idea. Let me go to Adrian in Tennessee. Hi, Adrian. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Good
How you doing?
Morning.
How are you?
It's
How
Friday,
are you?
Thank God. I'm
yeah,
okay.
Really. What's going
I
on?
I wanted to mention about the big balloon.
Yeah,
why
do
doesn't
think?
Why doesn't Millie, you know, give China a call? Like he said, if we were to start a war with China, he would give him a heads up.
You're good,
nice
girl.
Nice trader.
You
okay?
are good. You are good. Remember that? Remember that?
Yep.
You're great. I wish I had an answer. I don't. I just don't understand why the guy is even the Joint Chiefs, head there. Hey, great to have you listen always. Thank you, Adrian. Thank you so much. God bless you. It's so true. Don't forget. Remember that when there was January 6th went down, and then Millie called a Chinese operative. The Joint Chiefs of Staff called the Chinese operative and his equivalent in China, saying, "Oh, we got this under control. We got this. We're not attacking China." Called China. called China to tell them we're not going to attack
China.
This is what Milley did. This is the guy China. That is watching the balloon going over. And now I hear, and I don't know this for a fact, and we cannot verify it, that Biden wanted to shoot it down and his military operatives do not want to shoot it down. I don't know what to believe. All I know is there's a Chinese balloon China. Over Montana. Oh, gosh almighty. I swear to goodness gracious. You know, it ain't easy being right, is it? We have been right about everything. And the nice thing is when I see what's going on in the House of Representatives, when I see what them closing in on Hunter Biden, I am not a vindictive guy. I am like Jesus. I said, what would Jesus do? I forgive. You try to forgive. I never forget because I'm Italian. You never forget. But you will forgive. You don't give me this. That's it. That's it. May not be my friend anymore. That's okay. I forgive you. And I feel like that, but goodness gracious, when are they going to come around? I mean, we've been right about everything. They keep telling us and doing these egregious things to us. And then me paying the taxes and getting nothing back. And all the money that's going to politics is an industry. We are supporting an industry. That's why I'm happy what's happening within the House of Representatives, because you know what else? They're calling back the 87,000 IRS agents. 87,000 IRS agents, enough to fill up football stadiums. What was that about? And giving them all weapons. I'm telling you, it's like a plan to take down this country. And I don't know that it doesn't come from Beijing. You know, China bought and sold the White House, and they really did. And you can't tell me when there's an aimless balloon floating around Montana. It's like, it's comical. Now, speaking of which, stop. You're going to get in trouble. That's Alga Tulo. Two L's.
Two L's. Two T's. Two T's. Two L's. Thank you. That's a nine-pointer.
Why can't you do a good foreign accent anymore?
What do you mean?
You can.
Of course you can. Come on, people got to get a sense of humor. Yes. Yeah. Yes, you can.
We can. Yes, but it's like, you're not supposed to. But you could do an Italian accent, make fun of Italians
right,
all you want.
Right, exactly.
You know?
When people make fun of the mob and make fun of Italians and they talk about, hey, how you doing? Hey.
That's it. Right. You know what they said? ZD Queen, our friend Tammy, who listens, she goes, she tweeted the funniest thing about the Italian groundhog. They asked the groundhog, did you see a shadow? And the Italian groundhog said, I didn't see nothing.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's a great joke. One. I didn't see nothing.
Oh, what are you talking about? Shadow? No, I didn't see nothing.
Shadow.
What are you talking about? My eyes were closed. No, yeah.
Did you or did you not? Yes, I did not. So, before we break with Dan Hoffman coming up, Hunter Biden has added a high-powered attorney to his legal team amid an ongoing federal probe and plans by Republicans to make a key focus of investigations. Is it Abby Lowell? This guy, Abby Lowell, is that his
yes,
name?
Yes, yep.
Of the firm Winston and Strawn. That sounds like a great
beyond
waspy. Yeah, that's a Beyond the People law firm. Mm-hmm. As I am Winston and Strawn.
Oh, Winston, did you try that case? No, I was busy on the back nine.
Mr. Strawn, not yet. I'm honest. I'll work on it when I have time, when I get back from my polo match.
Excuse me, Judy, bring in the caviar, please, and the champagne. Thank you.
These people will be primarily responsible for coordinating Hunter Biden's response to anticipated congressional oversight investigations, as well as advising. So now, the red flags are up. This is overall strategy. An attorney for Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden has retained Lowell to advise him to be a part of his legal team and address the challenges he is facing.
How many of those are there? How many challenges are we talking about?
Yeah, I'm telling you, this is going to be trouble here. Well, we'll see. We're going to see exactly what happened. This guy represented Jared Kushner, represented Clinton, represented John Edwards and Bob Menendez. So, I don't know. They it's an industry down there, and they're going to try to let Hunter Biden off the hook. But you know it, and I know it, and I think it's safe to say, and call me and tell me I'm wrong, the Bidens are bought and sold by communist China. Sorry. End of case. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. Debbie's out there on the roads.
Yep.
You know, it's getting lighter and light. The sun's
yes.
coming out. We're getting
Love
towards
that.
It's February 3rd, but it's going to be freezing today and tomorrow.
Yes.
So
yeah, and overnight. Yep. It's going to really drop.
Overnight.
By the way, you really never forget. So you'll forgive but never forget. Is that really true? You don't forget. I love it.
I am so forgiving. Sure, I don't get mad. Got it. Done. but I never forget. It's so Italian, isn't it?
I love it.
It's a nice Italian, you know?
I thought it was just Scorpios, but it's Italians. Okay.
But Italians, if you do the wrong thing for a minute, they get offended. They don't talk for 7 years, the Italians. You know,
we
always talk about it. It's so true.
I know a few people like that, including somebody in the room. Not mentioning any names. He doesn't know anything.
I don't know nothing. Hey, 20 minutes after 7, Debbie's on the roads checking out traffic. Thank you, Debbie. Dan Hoffman's coming up, Deb, coming up in a minute.
Awesome. Looking forward to Dan. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. I see volume right on 84 eastbound getting out toward exit 32, Maybrook into Newburgh. An overturned vehicle is on the shoulder, but we're still seeing delays. Watch for slowdowns on the Deegan southbound as you head from Fordham Road getting down toward the stadium. Harlem River Drive southbound, bumper to bumper down through the 120s. FDR Drive south right into the 90s. It's an accident with the lane blocked there. We're still seeing delays right now on the Gowanus outbound right by the Belt Merge. Everything subject to closure. A car and a truck collided. They're still trying to clean this up. So that's the outbound Gowanus subject to closure by the Belt Merge. Eastbound Gowanus slowing down through the Belt Merge. We're still seeing delays right now as you take your ride to 35 southbound by Shrewsbury Avenue into Eatontown. It's an accident with some down wires. Partly cloudy today. High of 32, dropping to the single digits overnight. Tomorrow, sunny. High of 27. I'm Debbie Duhame. This Total Traffic and Weather Report, sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Sponsored by Navage. With each breath, allergens, germs, and viruses get trapped in your nose. Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage, available at Navage.com.
Hey, can I tell you about the Perillo Tours? You know, Perillo Tours is starting their 78th year in business. You know that, with vacations in Italy and now Hawaii, Spain, and Greece, too? Well, join me, Jersey Joe, on a special Perillo Piscopo tour to Italy. Early on, this was, it had to be months ago. So he said, Joe, you know what? After the pandemic, everything slowed down. We are back, and Joe, you led the way. So Steve was telling me, he just called to tell me how happy they are that everybody's going on Perillo Tours now. And we invite you to go with Steve and myself and the great radio family. And already it's starting to sell out. Tickets are flying for this Rome, Sicily trip. This is going to be spectacular. Steve and I put together a very meticulous trip going to Rome and then to Sicily. You know, we go to Rome and plenty of time to see all the important sites in Roma. I will do a private dinner performance. I'm bringing Steve on stage with me this time. Oh, yes, I am. And you'll love that, hopefully. I think you'll love that. And then we fly to Sicily for 3 nights in Taormina with special day trips along the coast, including Savoca and Forza d'Agro, for sites and actual filming events from iconic Godfather scenes. Oh, yes. And then how about a wine tasting at Mount Etna, and then on to Palermo for 3 additional nights before flying home. Now, the tour dates are October 18th to 28th. This is selling very, very quickly. We want you please to call 800-431-1515 for reservations, okay? 800-431-1515. Janice and the great team at Perillo Tours is standing by, or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
World markets are mixed the morning after the same on Wall Street when the Dow dipped slightly, but the S&P gained 60 points and the NASDAQ surged 385. Futures are lower this morning as investors wait for January's employment report out at 8:30 Eastern. It should give some insight into the impact of higher borrowing costs on a tight labor market. Economists surveyed by Refinitiv says the U.S. economy likely added 185,000 new non-farm jobs, and Uber, Lyft, and dozens of other businesses and nonprofits are pledging millions in incentives to stem a crisis in road fatalities under a new federal effort, the Department of Transportation's Call to Action campaign. It urges commitments from the private sector and groups to reduce serious traffic injuries and deaths. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some,
that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Dan Hoppin coming up in a second. I want to tell you about Relief Factor. Yeah, I was so busy yesterday running around the house. I'll tell you, just getting things done, able to do it. Able to do it because I take Relief Factor. I believe that. I want you to call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, and I'm going to send a note to my priest to send him Relief Factor. I'm going to bring it right over to the rectory because he said he had started feeling a little arthritis, whatever it was, in his hand. Now, Relief Factor is 100% drug free. That's what I love about it. And it doesn't matter where the pain comes from. There are botanical ingredients within Relief Factor that stop the inflammation, that stop the pain in your body. It does it for me. It does it for tens of thousands of others. And let's see if it works for you. The 3 week quick start is only $19.95. $800-4-RELIEF. Or again, please, relieffactor.com.
The Arthur Idala Power Hour. Weeknights at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Dan Hoffman is the man. Daniel Hoffman, retired CIA, senior clandestine services officer, and a Fox News contributor. Dan, welcome back to the show, brother. Always awesome to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, and happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday. Damn, great article, man, in the Washington Times. We just retweeted it. Wow.
Oh,
no. So let me just, if I may, Dan Hoffman. Dan Hoffman writing here, and we just retweeted it at Jersey Joe Piscopo. President George Washington used the very first State of the Union address 230 years ago at Congress Hall in Philadelphia to outline the doctrine of peace, Dan Hoffman writes, through strength. If we desire to avoid insult, we must be able to repel it. If we desire to secure peace, one of the most powerful instruments of our rising prosperity is it must be known that we are at all times ready for war. Amen, Dan. Washington's words, a great piece, a vital read. In troubled times, Biden's State of the Union speech should embrace peace through strength. Sounds a lot like Ronald Reagan, Dan Hoffman.
Yeah, it does, you know, and I remember that when I was a kid, you know, during the Cold War, and President Reagan's foreign policy, you know, was based on peace through strength. In fact, in that piece, I quoted President Reagan, who said that peace doesn't exist on its own will. It depends on us, our courage to build it and guard it, pass it on to future generations. I wish we didn't have to have a strong defense, but we have so many adversaries out there. We've just got to be able to deter them from targeting us.
It's so true. And now, Dan, help me out here. And we're so glad that you're with us. There's a spy balloon over Montana, and nothing's being done about it. I mean, did you ever think we'd get to this point? Again, in the last administration, or if Ronald Reagan was president, do you think that the communist Chinese would for a second send a spy balloon through Alaska to Montana? How is this happening, my friend?
Yeah, so this is very disconcerting. It was reportedly spotted on Wednesday, but by commercial aircraft, not U.S. air defense. That's the big concern. Look, I don't think China is going to launch a kinetic attack on us with their spy balloon. And I don't know what additional information, intelligence they're able to collect that their low Earth orbit satellites aren't already going to get for them. But imagine the terrorists who are watching this and thinking that might be a good delivery mechanism for a bioweapon. You know, that's what would concern me so much, is that, China has demonstrated a vulnerability in our defense. And you know, they flew over Alaska and Canada. I don't know why we didn't spot it earlier. So that's something we've got to figure out, why we didn't do that. And then, you know, why we don't deal with it before it actually lands or ends up over Montana. As you said, that's a real failure right there, unfortunately. We're going to have to deal with it. Expect, you know, congressional hearings on this one.
I hope so, because you know what I'm thinking? We always talk about this. Remember the late Dr. David Frye would say that about the EMT, electromagnetic pulse. And he always said that if North Korea wanted to send something over or China wanted to send something over, they would detonate something in the stratosphere over Nebraska, and it could knock out most of America, an electronic magnetic pulse. That they could do that from a spy balloon. I mean, technically that could be done, right, Dan?
Yeah, and again, what concerns me is some non-state actor. Like, how hard is it to procure an air balloon like that, a spy balloon like that, if you're a terrorist group? That's what would concern me. And there's, you know, those spy balloons don't have a lot of electronic emission, so they are hard to detect. And that's the problem with this. And yes, you're right. I mean, certainly a state actor like North Korea, China, others could even be more nefarious about using this capability. So, like I said, expect some congressional hearings on this and more coverage. It's definitely something we need to be concerned about.
And then Dan Hoffman writes in this article, too, Afghanistan is a terrorist state awash in ungoverned space where Al-Qaeda and Islamic State terrorists plot against us. And we don't. And Iran is a state, a sponsor of terrorism with a potent ballistic missile program, perhaps soon a nuclear capability as well, threatening the Middle East and beyond. Dan, it's all falling apart, man. See, you left the CIA. Everything went to pot, man. I'm telling you, man, we need you back there, Dan, the man. Come on. This would never happen if you were there. Huh?
No, I'm good. There's a lot of other great people out there in our intelligence community doing whatever. There's one thing I learned. It's that, you know, if you think you're the only person that can do something, there's a whole lot of other people that can do it just as well or better than you. So, I have a lot of friends still serving in the military and throughout the intelligence community, and I applaud them all, and I thank them for their service. My kids do that when they see someone, you know, in uniform. They always say thank you, sir, for your service. And with all of these threats out there, that is a real key takeaway, Joe, for me. Is, you know, you mentioned Afghanistan, Iran, nuclear threshold state, North Korea, And obviously China and Russia and all the other threats we face. And, you know, the fact that we live in relative peace here and tranquility, are able to go about our lives. You know, I'm focused on getting my kids off to school and packing their lunches today. That's a real testament to our exceptional, you know, military, national security professionals, state, local, federal police who do the job that they got to do to keep us safe every day. God bless them.
It's so true, but this is great. I'm telling you, it's a vital read. In recent days, I'm reading this article. It's great, Dan. My goodness gracious. In recent days, China launched over 70 fighter aircraft for military maneuvers around Taiwan, staged military exercises with Russia, significantly increased its nuclear warhead stockpile, and deployed a hypersonic weapon. This is all under our watch. Dan, this is dangerous. And can we hold on for another 2 years with this president and this administration before hopefully someone comes into power with a little power? Can we hold on till then, my friend?
Well, listen, I'm not a speechwriter, but I just, you know, when I looked at all the threats out there, I just feel like, hey, we've got the State of the Union coming up on February 7th.
Yeah.
And, you know, Speaker of the House McCarthy has invited the president, as we do every year for the State of the Union address. Yep. And this is President Biden's opportunity to explain to us, our citizens, you know, what are these national security threats and how are we going to keep our nation safe? But he's not only speaking to us, he's speaking to our allies who are looking to us for leadership, and then our adversaries who should be too afraid, frankly, you know, to be targeting us. And that's, I think, an opportunity for the president. So let's see what he says. This would be, I can imagine President Reagan, you know, getting behind the Resolute desk and making a, a speech about how, you know, America is going to defend itself in a bright, shining city on a hill, and that we'll work with our allies and partners to keep the world safe. But, you know, we'll see what President Biden does. I certainly felt like this was an opportunity, and I hope he doesn't miss it.
No, this is true. Again, Dan, we appreciate your time, man. But I got to, if I may, on the airwaves, Dan Hoffman writes, and Mr. Biden's speechwriter should also keep in mind the economic shockwave sparked by the invasion, including skyrocketing global food prices after Russia blocked Ukraine's grain exports. The U.S. is not sending American troops to fight in Ukraine. Still, the president is on the hook, Dan Hoffman writes, to explain to the American people next week why we need to be the arsenal for democracy and lead in the defense of an innocent nation from an imperial land grab launched by its nuclear armed neighbor. You got to run for office, Jack. Look at this, Dan. This is like brilliant what you wrote here. Well done. Well done. Speaking on behalf of the people, Dan, the man Hoffman. Great dad, hey, CIA dad. No, this is great, brother. Did you write
that?
How do you have the time?
How do you have the time to write these things?
How do you have the time? You're making lunches. You're getting the kids off. You're on Fox News all the time. You come on our show, then you wrote this thing. How do you have time? How do you allocate your time, my friend, when the kids go off to school, correct? Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. You know, we got a weekend coming up, and I think for most parents will tell you when they, you know, with kids, that's when you really go to work because you got stuff to do. But during the week, when your kids are at school or when they're asleep, hey, that's free time to go what you got to do. Go to the gym. You know, you're big. You've worked out a lot.
I know, man.
You got to keep your – you got to stay fit to fight, as my old boss Dave Petraeus used to say. So you do that, think about these issues. And I'll be honest with you, all these things that I write are things that I and my colleagues certainly been thinking about for years. And it feels good to write them because these are things that we don't deal with it. CIA, you know, we're just doing our job. We don't have any ideological or political bias. We're just recruiting spies and stealing secrets. That's it. This is me, though, offering more opinions than I would have ever offered when I was in the government, you know, and it's frustrating because the Biden administration has taken it from everybody. Some people are upset that they aren't giving enough to Ukraine. I talk about escalation paralysis. They're afraid to give Ukraine what they need. Others are criticizing the administration for doing too much. Well, what is it, Mr. President? You know, explain your strategy and then explain why it's the right one.
Yeah.
And debate those who don't agree with you on both sides of the aisle. He's got Democrats and Republicans who are critical.
That's so true. Hey, Dan, before we let you go. So you're a kid watching Ronald Reagan, which is a riot. You know, you're a young man. God bless you. And you're watching Ronald Reagan. What makes you think, and give me, if I may quickly, your whole road to the CIA? How do you end up as a CIA operative in Moscow, man, learning Russian from watching? Was Ronald Reagan the impetus, perhaps?
That was a part of it. The Cold War and President Reagan certainly was. I mean, for me, look, my family had served in the military. The United States had been great to my family with freedom of opportunity that we enjoyed. And I wanted to find my own place to serve. And yes, I felt like, you know, the struggle of those years was, you know, good versus evil, democracy versus communism. And President Reagan made that very clear. And he was very poignant and eloquent the way he spoke about it. And I thought that intelligence played a key role, you know, would play a key role in determining the outcome of this conflict. And so that motivated me in the big picture. And then, tactically, the idea of going out recruiting spies, stealing secrets, serving in Moscow. Yeah, that would be great. I had the opportunity to talk to people who had worked in Moscow, real embassy people, though, diplomats. And I just thought that's where I want to go. That's the center of what, you know, of our conflict with the Soviet Union.
Yeah,
it's Kabul, and it's Tehran, and it's Pyongyang, and there's a balloon over Montana, man. It's everywhere.
I don't even mean to laugh, but you couldn't make it. Again, we always talk about sketch.
You couldn't make this up, huh? No, you sometimes you just have to sit back and put a little perspective on it, which is what you're doing. So thank you.
And most importantly, what did you make for lunch today? Peanut butter and jelly was always my go-to if I was absolutely scrambled. I don't know if that's healthy anymore, but that's what I did. The kids loved it. What do you make?
For myself. Here's the problem that you can't send kids to school with peanut butter anymore because you're not allowed to because they'll be allergic.
Yeah.
My kids aren't into like almond butter and other crap that, you know. So, no, they don't get that, unfortunately. And that was a staple. I used to make that for myself, you know. Yeah. I mean, I used to make up and make my own PB&J. So, no, you know, you got to just go with other options, man. My older son would prefer if there were like a microwave or something he could heat up some Chinese food or, you know, eat some sushi or something. I'm like, that's not what you get at school.
Miso soup, man. I love it. Miso soup for breakfast.
Brother,
that's it.
You know?
That's the breakfast. Breakfast of champions. Yeah. Dan, we love you, man. That's great work. And thank you for
speaking on behalf of so many
Americans, Dan. We love you, man. Thank you for your service, my dear friend. God bless you, brother.
Have a great weekend.
You too, my friend. Dan Hoffman, he is the man. Check out that article at Jersey Joe Piscopo on Twitter, please, from the great Dan Hoffman. Joe on the radio, Sergeant Joe Imperatrice from Blue Lives Matter is going to join us. Al's in the newsroom, 20 before 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
27 degrees at 740. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Taxpayers will be footing the bills for private attorneys for former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, connected to a lawsuit against him by a state trooper. She's accused Cuomo of sexually harassing and inappropriately touching her, charges the Democrat denies. The state attorney general's office was fighting against having the state represent or pay for Cuomo's legal costs, but it lost the battle in court. The female trooper's lawsuit seeks unspecified damages and is pending in U.S. District Court in Brooklyn. The man accused of firebombing a Bloomfield synagogue being held without bail following a brief hearing yesterday afternoon. Essex County Prosecutor Theodore Stevens says the arrest of Nicholas Melendridos was a combination of surveillance video, community involvement, and good police work. As part of their search warrant, federal authorities said they found gasoline, accelerants, and lighters along with papers with a 10-mile radius of targets, which included police and politicians. There were also some indications that the suspect suffers from some kind of undiagnosed mental illness, but prosecutors did not elaborate. In sports, Knicks snapped their two-game skid after squeaking out a 106-104 victory over the Heat at Madison Square Garden. This sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Al, we're still seeing delays on the outbound Gowanus by the Belt Merge. A truck and a car collided. Two lanes remain blocked here. Outbound Gowanus right at the Belt Merge. Eastbound Gowanus slowing down up by the Prospect. More volume eastbound BQE by the Battery Tunnel. Watch for slowdowns over at the RFK Bridge. RFK Bridge city bound. It's a stalled car. It's still kind of busy on the westbound belt getting out toward Knapp Street. They're doing some construction over there. And watch for slowdowns on the Deegan southbound heading down toward the stadium. FDR Drive south in the 90s. It's a stalled car to watch for as well. 84 eastbound getting into Maybrook and out toward Newburgh. An accident there was just cleared out of the way, so you're starting to move a little bit better there. Inbound GWB looks fine. No problems at the Lincoln Holland Tunnel about 10 to 15 minutes in from 1 and 9. Partly cloudy today. High of 32, dropping to single digits overnight. Tomorrow mostly sunny. High into the 20s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thanks, Debbie Duhame. Telling you about Valentine's Day. It's right here. It's going to come up so quickly. Why not go above and beyond the people to impress your loved ones, friends, and coworkers with a personalized and unique gift sent right to their door with Pompeii gift baskets? I'll tell you, this is a family-owned business in Jersey. They've been doing it for 30 years, and Pompeii gift baskets provide a wide array of those customizable gift baskets that I tell you about. Champagnes and spirits and beer. You go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com, you're going to see some really exclusive champagnes, really exclusive wines, coffee, snacks, chocolates, and you can engrave those bottles. That's what I do. I engrave something personalized, and it makes the greatest impression from Pompeii Gift Baskets. Daniela is standing by for you. You can go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. But if you get a chance, you could punch in your phone, 201-647-2272, 201-647-2272. You're listening around the country. I'll tell you, Pompeii Gift Baskets will deliver throughout the U.S. from single baskets to large corporate orders, most shipped within 24 hours or less. You forget the catalogs you get in the mail. Just go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. Pompeii, P-O-M-P-E-I, giftbaskets.com. 201-647-2272.
72. Mention Piscopo for 10% off your order.
Numbers mean much to me because of prostate cancer. I'm Johnny Braggs, the number two, for my stepfather who died of prostate cancer, and my uncle who suffered so much after prostate cancer surgery. The number 15, 15 years since Dr. Lederman's successful treatment of my prostate cancer. The number zero, which is my PSA, zero, after Dr. Lederman's successful prostate cancer treatment, what every man wants. The numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, important for every man with prostate cancer. 1, getting the most successful treatment. 2, avoiding radical robotic surgery. 3, keeping sexual function. 4, maintaining urinary control. Call my Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, to consider his prostate cancer treatment for you. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES for prostate cancer treatment. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES. I'm glad I did. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman.
Hey, let me tell you about Route 22 Toyota. Sergeant Joe Imperatrice is standing by, but I want to tell you about Alex Cancella and the great team at Route 22 Toyota. This is the weekend. You're going to look for cars. You're going to look for a RAV4, I know. You're going to look for the Highlanders. What Alex Cancella and the team at Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey are doing, they are holding inventory for local New Jersey residents versus selling them to people calling in from other states, and they're going to pay. They want to pay more. They go. Route 22 Toyota. You got that RAV4? I want. Nope. They're holding it for you. So give a call 973-705-8905, Route22Toyota.com, and you could check out the great selections of new Toyota vehicles at Route 22 Toyota. Alex Cancella and the team are standing by for you. Be sure to check out their huge selection of pre-owned and Toyota certified used vehicles while you're there. It's 973-705-8905. Speak with someone on Alex Cancella's team. You're going to love Route 22 Toyota. It's Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or Route22Toyota.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Brandon Tatum.
Tonight at 8
on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Let me go to Jimmy real quick, if I may, Al, from Yonkers. Jimmy calling in. Hi, Jimmy. How you doing? What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Yeah, good morning, Joe. Yeah, two things. It's history repeating itself. You know, in World War II, the Japanese sent over these fire balloons, for lack of a better term. I think it was called the Fugo.
Right.
And they actually had one incident that killed, I think, almost a half a dozen American citizens. So the effort was to try and start forest fires in the Northwest Pacific. Pacific Northwest, rather.
You're
thinking 80 years we would have learned the lesson. And secondly, I'm listening to your great interview with Dan Hoffman. And to your point, I know you're always kidding around it. They're listening in. All of a sudden, the interview breaks off. It goes to a Progressive Auto ad for like a minute. And then it comes back to the interview. I says, oh, Joe's going to love that one. So that's
you,
it, Joe.
Jimmy, you're listening. It.
Have a great day.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I think that balloon is coming over New Jersey and New York. I'm telling you, man. They're listening. I really honestly believe that. I believe, and I don't think – I'm not really, like, conspiratorial, but am I suspect of folks who are enemies of the state watching us? Absolutely. And are the Chinese great at it? Absolutely. It's as good – the Chinese are as good as at espionage, I think. Dan Hoffman knows best, but at really being sneaky and the way they work their way in with the fentanyl and coming across the border and owning politicians in America, they're brilliant at it. By the way, if you're the communist Chinese, you know they're listening. You know how I know. Al knows how I know. And because every time there's so many appear to be Chinese gals, because I could know from the language it's Chinese, and they pop up on my phone. Like, I'm supposed to go, hey, I'm Joe Piscopo. How are you? Hey. And then it's just, and now all I keep thinking are two words, Eric Swalwell. You know, I'm telling you, they watch and they know. They know.
Yeah.
You don't think they're tracking us?
Mm-hmm.
I felt, you know what? I got to tell you, it was wrong to spy on Swalwell, but I felt bad for the spy, because if you're a spy, is Swalwell the assignment that you want? It's because Swalwell the assignment that you want. Really?
That's the new book, The Poor Chinese Spy.
Fang Fang, yes, you are going to spy on a councilman in California. Who that? It is Eric Swalwell. Eric Swalwell, man. Why you give me Eric Swalwell for? What the? Oh, man. That's it.
Give me Chuck Schumer.
Yeah. No. I want Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. Okay.
George Clooney. That's who I want, man. I'd be Eric Swalwell. I'd be Shift next. I'd go Shift next. Come on. You know, I'm telling you, the poor girl, I felt sorry for the girl. She's probably going, oh, my gosh, I got to go out with Swalwell now. Oh, come on. That's the sketch. Come on, SNL. Where's your guts?
They'll never
Where's
do
the
that.
Guts?
Huh? They'll never do it.
Oh, it's funny.
Of course it is, but they'll never
They go after the Santos thing. And now you broke that story that I insisted that you talk
about
it. I
didn't break any story.
I insisted that you talk about Santos, and you kept saying, no, Joe, it's not going to work.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right.
Al kept telling me about this guy, Santos. Hey, this is the guy. This guy. Look at this guy. Oh, my gosh.
No, but the but here's the problem with the Santos thing, right? His opponent says, I didn't have the money to do an investigation. But how much would it have really cost you to probe into this guy? You know, $500, $1,000, hire a private investigator to do a couple of have somebody volunteer on your own staff do a Google search on this guy. It's clear that this guy is a fraud. I mean, from his education to everything. I mean, there's an issue here with all of it. He lied. I think I should run for office and just lie about every single thing that I did and see if they'll vote for me. And then the people in his district are screaming that he should resign. Well, you idiots all voted for him. So, I mean, you only have yourself to blame.
No,
here.
You can't. They were lied to, and you would assume. Yes. You would assume that he's going to be. By the way, Santos is going to get in trouble for lying, but Joe Biden gets away with it. Come on. Joe Biden's been lying from day one. They don't say anything about it.
They all lie. Every single one of them. Blumenthal
in Connecticut. This guy Blumenthal.
Joe, I asked Governor Murphy a question. He lied on television about how he said he can't do anything about a certain thing when he could.
I don't think he was aware of it. I don't think it was an intentional.
No, he enacted the rules. He put the guy in charge of the ABC.
I know. I always end up sticking up for the guy. Good guy. Good guy.
Whatever. He's a liar. They're all liars.
There we go, Al. That settles it. Debbie's on the roads.
Oh, we're looking for. Took it to the next level, right? I mean, that's really what it is.
It's hysterical. And by the way, it's hysterical on SNL when they parody Santos. But I mean, equal time. You're not going to parody Fang Fang and Swalwell. I mean,
really,
Deb, you can't make it up. You can't make it up.
I know it's too funny. Too funny. Oh. Sad but funny.
Sad but true. Right. Yes. 7:52. Debbie's out there on the roads checking out traffic on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. It's kind of busy. FDR Drive south down through the 90s. It's a conked out car over there. It's in the left lane. Traffic is slowing down on 440, the West Shore Expressway south at Bloomingdale Road with a collision. We're still seeing volume as you take a ride to the outbound Gowanus right by the Belt merge with a collision. Eastbound Gowanus slowing down up through the Prospect. Westbound Belt, that's bumper to bumper, getting out toward Coney Island Avenue. Looks like they're doing some ongoing construction. RFK Bridge, city bound. It's a stalled car. Traffic slowing down on the Deegan South out toward the stadium. Watch for delays on 84 East, exit 19 into Middletown with a collision. And 35 southbound by Shrewsbury Avenue into Eatontown. It's an accident with some down wires. So definitely watch for that this morning as well. Partly cloudy today, high of 32. I'm Debbie Duhaime. This Total Traffic and Weather Report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
A Climate Change with Matt Matern explores all angles of fighting climate change and helping our environment. Matt also explores changing the climate of our political dialogue and helping to unite and heal this nation. A Climate Change is a one-hour talk-focused show hosted by Matt Matern, a highly experienced employment and environmental attorney who talks issues with today's top authors and influential personalities. Sunday nights at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
Want to improve your memory and focus? Want a more restful sleep or maybe more energy throughout the day? Learn how by tuning into Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan as he guides you on an adventure of discovery on how to help your brain and body in a natural way so you feel better, function better, and improve your quality of life. It's Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York's first board-certified functional neurologist. Saturday morning at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best, period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, let me tell you about Tunnel to Towers, okay? Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member does not come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage off on that family home to lift the financial burden and bring that family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, giving severely injured heroes the ability to live more independently. Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans across America. More than 500 in 2022, more than 1,500 already in 2023. Because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate, please, $11 a month at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And God bless you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
John Woodward is in doing the weather today for Jeff. How you doing, John? How we doing weather-wise? Freezing cold, eh?
Freezing cold, that is correct, and colder temperatures are on the way. Temperatures will be falling through the 20s today into the teens by this afternoon. And with those gusty winds, wind chills near zero later today, sunshine, some clouds, clear, cold, and windy tonight. The low 6, but wind chills minus 10 to minus 20 tonight, and then bitterly cold once again tomorrow, clouds and sun, highs in the mid-20s. But then much milder on Sunday. The cold air moves out, clouds and sun, the high 45.
All right. Well done. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, John. Joe on the radio, Stephen Moore is going to join us right at the top of the hour. And I see your phone calls. We'll try to grab the phone calls as well at 877-970-2990. I love how aware you are. I really do. I mean, remember the Japanese? They did that. They had some kind of balloons that went across to America in the Second World War. Something's up with this Chinese balloon. Something is up. And Blinken, Secretary of State Blinken, is in China as we speak. I just feel like we have no control or nobody's in charge, like I keep saying. It's scary, I'm telling you. Not in the military, not in the White House. Oy, you know, Stephen Moore is going to tell us about the economy, this debt ceiling, the Fed rate hike. We'll talk about that. Bob Hugin will comment on that GOP death in that gal and the Republican councilman in Sayreville. What happened there? Nick DeMauro from Lee. Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, fired up, will join us. Hey, and my friend Rick Leventhal from Fox News, he's going to join us as well. We're coming right back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.